How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Don't forget to join us on Tuesday. That'll be January 28th from 6 until 9 p.m. There'll be Predators and Preds Insiders from 6 to 7. Slapshot Radio from 7 to 8, or 6, yeah, 7 to 8, and Penalty Box Radio from 8 to 9. That's going to be a Cherokee Steakhouse at 450 Cherokee Dock Road. That's in Lebanon. Come by for a full night of Predators talk, great food and drinks, along with a chance to win some great Predators prizes. Speaking of prizes, this week's Pick 6 winner is going to get a pair of tickets to see Bob Weir and the Wolf Brothers at the Ryman Auditorium. That'll be on Saturday, March the 7th. Saturday, March the 7th. 615-737-1025. Remember, if you call in, you get two top-shelf picks. You can play along online at thegamenashville.com, but you'll only get one top-shelf pick. Let's start things off with Mark. Mark, you're up first. Welcome in.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, let's go college basketball tomorrow at Fog Allen Fieldhouse. Tennessee at Kansas. Jayhawks favored by 12.5.
Tennessee.
The other matchup we're going to feature in the SEC Big 12 showdown, Kentucky travels to Lubbock, Texas to take on the Red Raiders, defending runner-ups nationally. And is Texas Tech is favored by 2.5.
I'll take Kentucky, and that'll be my top shelf.
Kentucky, top shelf. By the way, we've got some lines open, 615-737-1025. Belmont visits Austin Peay. The Govs are undefeated in the OVC. The two teams like to shoot the threes. Over or under 17.5 made threes in the game?
I'm going to take Belmont.
No, it's the teams combined. Will they combine for over or under 17.5 made threes?
I'm going to say over.
Over. All right, in the Pro Bowl, will Derrick Henry rush for a touchdown? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Then you get this choice, whatever you think has the best chance of happening. Will Shea Weber win the hardest shot competition? Or Roman Josi scores a goal in the 3-on-3 All-Star game?
I'm going to say Roman Josi.
Roman Josi. And then finally, Predators Maple Leafs get the season started on the other side of the weekend. Big game. Which combination of players will have the most points in the game? Goals plus assists. Roman Josi, Ryan Johansson, that's Group A. Group B, Matt Duchene, Victor Arvidsson. Group C, Philip Forsberg, Kalle Järnkrok, and Mattias Ekholm, the three Swedes. Or Group D, the Maple Leafs dynamic duo, Mitch Marner and John Tavares.
I'm going to say the first one, A.
You go with the captain, Roman Josi and Ryan Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then my second top shelf is, Roman Josi. A second top. Yeah.
Roman Josi scores a goal in the 3-on-3.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good weekend.
Y'all too. Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I did not note is a tiebreaker. I didn't think of anything on that. Do we need a...
Well, a Tennessee-Kansas game total.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Need that one.
Okay. Let's go with that then.
737-1025. Let's go to David. David, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hi.
All right, David. Tennessee at Kansas. Jayhawks favored by 12.5.
Home state, Tennessee.
Tennessee, and then we need a game total. How many combined points will the two teams score?
150.
150, all right. Kentucky at Texas Tech. Red Raiders favored by 2.5.
Kentucky top shelf.
Kentucky top shelf.
Yes.
All right, Belmont at Austin Peay. Will the two teams combine to make over or under 17.5 three-pointers?
Over.
Over, okay. In the Pro Bowl in Orlando, will Derrick Henry score a touchdown? Yes or no?
Yeah.
You say yes. In the NHL skills competition, what's got the best chance of happening? Shea Weber wins the hardest shot competition or Roman Josi scores a goal in the 3-on-3 tournament?
I'm going with Shea Weber.
Shea Weber. And then finally, what combination of players will have the most points in the Predators-Maple Leafs game Monday night here at Bridgestone Arena? Josi and Johansson, that's Group A. B, Duchesne and Arvidsson. C, the three Swedes, Forsberg, Yarncroke, Ekholm. Or D, Marner and Tavares of the Leafs.
The three Swedes.
The three Swedes. Okay, I think we have a complete list of picks. Thank you for calling.
Two top shelves. You have a game total.
Can I get the three Swedes top shelf?
That's your second top shelf?
Yes, sir.
And your other top shelf was what?
The Kentucky.
Kentucky, that's right. All right, we're good.
All right, David, thank you.
Making a play to be one of the youngest winners of all time.
Yeah. Three Swedes scoring the goals.
737-1025. Let's go to
I'm delirious.
Let's go to Keith. Keith, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hi, guys. Thanks.
All right, let's start with Tennessee at Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse. Jayhawks by 12.5.
I'm going to have to say Kansas. Tennessee's playing better, but Kansas.
All right.
And 127 points.
127, okay. Kentucky at Texas Tech. Kentucky is a 2.5-point dog on the road.
Big Blue, top shelf.
Top shelf Kentucky. All right, Belmont and Austin Peay, they average right about 17 three-pointers made per game combined. Belmont, 10.5. Austin Peay, 7.2. Will the two teams combine to make over or under 17.5 threes in the game?
I'm going to say over.
You're going over. You think it'll be a shootout. All right. In the Pro Bowl, will Derrick Henry score a touchdown? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, the NHL All-Star Weekend. Hardest shot competition, or what's the best chance of having this happen? Shea Weber wins the hardest shot competition, or Roman Josi scores a goal in the 3-on-3 tournament?
I actually think both of them will happen, but I'm going to take Shea Weber, make out a top shelf.
Okay, that's your second top shelf. And then finally, Predators and Maple Leafs Monday night. Which combination will have the most points in the game? Goals plus assists. A, Josi and Johansson. B, Duchesne and Arvidsson. C, Forsberg, Yarncroak, and Ekholm, a.k.a. the three Swedes. Or the Leafs duo of Mitch Marner and John Tavares. That's D.
I'm going to say B because I hadn't heard anybody take B.
All right, Duchesne and Arvidsson.
Yes.
Got everything?
We got everything.
All right, Keith. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, y'all too.
Wanted to pass this along. NBC has decided to broadcast live from Bridgestone Arena. Hockey Day in America celebration. That's going to be on February 16th. Pretty cool. Preds and Blues will cap a triple header. It's pretty neat. And
that it's like game, a 5 o'clock start, right?
So say, what is it, 5 o'clock? Yeah, 5 o'clock puck drop on February 16th. And the Preds will don for the, well, I guess, second time post-Winter Classic, third time this season, their Winter Classic jerseys.
The that final is, time, I believe. I think they can only wear them twice.
Yeah,
that is the back half of a home-and-home with the Blues. They play in St. Louis the day before in an afternoon game.
It'll be
it's the second time this year they've played the home-and-home.
Yep.
See, I feel like they do that every year with St. Louis.
Usually it's at least once, but twice this year. That's interesting. The Predators won both the first time.
Because we did the bus trip last year to St. Louis, which was the front end, and then they played at Bridgestone the next day.
Kind of the Hockey Day in America celebration will begin with the Penguins in Detroit against the Red Wings. That's at 11:30. Then the Rangers are in Boston to take on the Bruins. Following that, and then the Predators Blues kind of in the nightcap. So it should be a lot of fun. Remember that on February 16th. We will come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Senior Bowl Combine is about a month away in Indy. And the draft will be here before you know it. And with that being said, Mel Kiper, who is one of many who has their version of mock drafts. I saw him all morning, littered all over the ESPN outlets, talking about his mock draft. And his first installment is out there. Chase, what jumps out at you?
Well, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, Joe Burrow, number one. Chase Young, number two. I think everybody kind of figures that's the direction it's going to go. The first quarterback.
Well, the Redskins, tell everybody, the Redskins are the one with their second pick.
Yeah, so they have Chase Young. The cornerback from Ohio State, Jeff Okuda, is that how you say his last name? I'm bad with names. He goes to Detroit, third. Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker from Clemson, goes to the Giants, fourth. And the first quarterback to the Miami Dolphins is?
What I said, and this is what I know, probably, was it 3 weeks ago?
Sounds about right.
Said guaranteed, without a doubt, what I know. Tua's going top 10. Because remember, people were like, oh, he's going to fall in the first round. Going top 10.
Tua Tagovailoa.
He's got him, huh? He's got
goes
him on first.
Fifth overall.
McShay did his mock, you know, a few weeks ago, his first one, and he has Tua going fourth overall to Miami. Now, that, of course, you know, McShay or Kiper waited until the Super Bowl matchup was set to do his first. So he has Miami picking fifth overall. But the Chargers also take a quarterback.
This is the surprising one because I've now seen people have Herbert completely out of the first round.
Yeah, well, he's got him sixth.
This is just me. The early returns for me is I'm not sold on him.
I'm not sold on him
I'm
either. I agree with you.
100%. I watched, you know, the games I watched, especially the Arizona State game. I just wasn't that impressed.
The Arizona State game, you're right. That's the one, for me at least, where it really popped out.
National stage, ABC,
this is what everybody's
Saturday
talking
night,
about.
Big, huge game, national television at Arizona State. And I just sat there going, okay, when's he going to turn it on? Like, when am I going to see this guy that everybody's been – when is he going to take over?
Yeah.
Well, they got pretty much dominated the whole game. They made a late push at the very end but lost.
Derrick Brown.
First three quarters, did nothing.
Yeah. It was all Arizona State. The Panthers select Derrick Brown, defensive tackle from Auburn. Andrew Thomas, the offensive tackle from Georgia, goes to Arizona at 8. Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle from South Carolina, to the Jags at 9. And then rounding out the top 10, Mekhi Becton, tackle from Louisville, to the Brownies.
There's a lot of defensive players going.
Yeah.
In the top 10.
Some notes, CeeDee Lamb from Oklahoma to the Las Vegas Raiders.
First receiver taken, which is surprising over Jerry Jeudy.
Well, speaking of, number 13, and I hope this doesn't happen for the Titans' sake, Jerry Jeudy to the Colts. Now, who's going to be throwing it to him?
That's
the big question.
That'll be a big question.
Are you surprised that he doesn't have the Colts taking a quarterback?
No. Who are you going to take after – honestly, who are you taking next?
Well, who's Tron been talking about?
You're taking Jordan Love at 13?
Probably not at 13.
Well, okay, but that's their pick.
Yeah, that's a good point. Jerry Jeudy at that. I mean, that'd be a good pick for them. But again, got to have the quarterback position figured out in my mind.
Well, I know, but this is where teams get in so much trouble. You can't just take a player because we have to take someone at that position. Like, it's a position of need. Okay, I understand that. Everybody understands that. But is it the right pick? Is that right. pick going to work? Is that the
is pick
that makes
work
sense?
For you?
Or are you just addressing something everybody's telling you you need to do?
Yeah. No, that's a fair point.
I mean, I think in a perfect world, yes, they would like to have their next franchise quarterback. But can you get that at 13?
Yeah, and they need to address receiver.
We know
so
how
they do
hard
need to do that.
We know how hard it is to find the franchise quarterback, regardless of,
right.
of what you think. Well, let me ask this in terms of the first round. Is this considered a deep pool of talent, depth-wise, like with the Titans picking at whatever it is, 29th?
29th.
Is the consensus is
it's defense.
There's going to be some good players
there? If you
there?
Look, there's a lot of guys on defense.
There are a lot of receivers, though. Receivers,
yeah.
running
receivers
backs.
Receivers and defense is what's really stood out to me.
But, I mean, there are a handful of running backs that I think will be available later. Maybe not in the first round. He's got Henry Ruggs, the other receiver from Alabama, going 15th overall to Denver. C.J. Henderson, the cornerback from Florida, 17th overall to Dallas. Cole Kmet, tight end from Notre Dame, is the first tight end I've seen. Going to the Jags, 20th overall, which is a pick that they got in the Jalen Ramsey trade.
Let me ask you guys something.
Interesting. That will be something to watch is how much can the Jags benefit long-term from the picks they get for Ramsey. That was a big – they got a pretty good haul of assets back. Now can they turn those assets into good players?
If DeAndre Swift was there at 29, do the Titans have to be having that discussion?
I'm glad you bring this up because you remember we talked on the show when McShay came out with his first mock. He, at that point, had the Titans picking 21st overall, and he had them taking DeAndre Swift. And I believe the general consensus was – I wouldn't spend, because I think Teron was in here too, I wouldn't spend my first pick on a backup running back. But that was when it was at 21. At 29, does he fit the mold of he's the best available player?
I wouldn't. That's just off the top of my head, I would have a hard time if I'm about to spend some good money on Derrick Henry. I'm trying to win now. And so I would have, unless he is so far and above graded ahead of what I've got. Now, consider this.
You're not going to have anything there. I mean, I guess you're going to have the guys that they've been trotting out there, you know, Dawkins, those type. I mean, they don't have anybody. I mean, Deion Lewis is going to go away.
Okay, but
so,
could I get a running back in the second, third, fourth, fifth round?
Yeah,
no
I
question.
That could be a nice pick.
Yes.
You know, there's some – we can go down the list. There's some pretty good running backs were not drafted in the first round.
I mean, look, if Keyshawn Vaughn is there in the third round – and I'm the Titans, I'm taking him. I think he'd be a good backup to Derrick Henry and can take some carries, you know, take a little bit of that load off, but you're not putting him in a position where he's got to be the lead guy and you're spending a third-round pick on him.
The thing that you would have to consider is we've learned over the years that it's not just who can take the ball and run with it, right? It's who can pick up the pass protections, who can maybe help you catch a pass out of the backfield. Keyshawn Vaughn, I think, is a very good screen pass guy.
Yep.
We saw him hit a number of home runs. You guys don't have to on him. I think he's fantastic.
Well, it's
going to
be health. It's
in the right
it's
spot.
It's going to be, can he stay healthy?
And he did, for the most part, last year.
If you're picking him to be the second back, you know, health.
I'm really curious to see what people start buzzing about him or don't buzz about him after the combine's over, after all this stuff, he's there this week.
Why I brought him up to Teron.
I mean, I am not a scout, right? But I've watched all the Vanderbilt guys go through.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he is right up there with the most talented guys I've ever seen go through there. He's the most talented running back I've ever seen go through there.
Couple of other ones. T. Higgins, obviously local product out of Clemson, 21st overall to Philly. So Philly, once again, adding receivers. New England, Xavier McKinney, safety from Alabama, 23rd overall. This one right here is a little bit of a head-scratcher. 24th overall, the Saints select quarterback Jordan Love. I don't see it.
I don't either.
But what do quarterbacks do? They rise up the chart.
They do. And he's the one. Teron's not the only one that's brought up Jordan Love. I mean, there are others that.
They go shooting up the charts. No matter how. And you can probably go back through the years and find quotes from people going, eh, I don't know about this guy. And then by the end of it, after the comeback, oh my, these guys are going to be first round picks. Right? I mean, yeah, it happens every year with the quarterbacks, which is hopefully beneficial to the Titans, because maybe you have a team that wants to do like what the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson. They trade up. Yep. They like him. Let's go get him. Last pick in the first round, right? That was Lamar Jackson.
And
Dan Marino, I think, was the last pick in the first round. If you're looking for the quarterback, you go get him. Maybe that leaves a few more guys that the Titans are interested in. Remember, they got Keith Bullock with what pick? The 30th pick?
30th?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers went, what, 25?
Yeah, he fell down big time. He went the opposite of the way it normally goes with quarterbacks.
Still hates the 49ers for it. 26 overall, DeAndre Swift to Miami. Because Miami, I believe, has 3 first-round picks. And then 29th overall, the Tennessee Titans select Yetur Gross-Matos, defensive end, Penn State.
Okay. Defensive end makes a lot of sense.
It does. Now, weren't you telling me, Elijah, that isn't he one of the players named in the lawsuit with James Franklin?
Yeah. Legally, he's involved in some things that you wouldn't want your first-round draft pick being named in.
Like,
however,
such as what?
It's pretty disturbing. It involves, it borders sexual battery.
Is it the hazing thing?
The hazing thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you read the documents.
Is this the Sandusky references?
Yes. He was one of the guys who said what he said in that report. And if that's true, he might not be getting drafted, but he is an incredible talent. If he's clear to that, then yes, that's a no-brainer at that spot, because he is an elite pass rusher in this draft. There's just a big but in that scenario, and this is it.
This is why you do your homework on guys, right?
Especially.
Yeah.
With this being.
And you
got to
find, I mean, you can't just rely on what you do your own homework.
Yeah.
I think we found a lot of
you
look into
it.
It
goes back to what we were talking
about,
the Aaron Hernandez thing. Everybody knew he was a first-round pick. First-round talent. Everybody knew that coming out of Florida. But what round did he go in? What was it, fourth?
Fourth or fifth.
Why? Oh. I think it was fourth. Why? Because everybody knew that there was stuff.
And
that's what you have to do your homework.
And you have to get into the specifics of the stuff and sort of ask the question.
Yeah, it was fourth.
What is, regardless of what the issues are, you have to make that assessment. Is this somebody that will grow out of this? It was one screw up, or is this something? I can't live with this. I can't take the chance.
Sometimes it does. I'm not going there. And then how many times it doesn't?
I would have to say that every team somewhere in there has been right. Every team somewhere in there has been wrong.
I would agree with that.
And some teams are willing to take more risks than other teams.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. No doubt.
He's got Grant Delpit from LSU going 31st overall to the 49ers, which I find interesting.
He's the receiver. True?
No, he's the safety.
Safety. That's right.
Yep.
He was one of the few that was the veteran. They had a lot of young guys. Look, that's secondary.
I'd love
pretty
to take,
scary.
I'd love to take him 29th overall, but you don't need a safety.
LSU defensive backs and wide receivers, there's been a few of them come through.
Yeah. They've kind of made it. All right. I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems. It's a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served Middle Tennessee, our area, since 1994. And they have more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. I've had them out at my house, and I had them do a thorough inspection. And luckily, I came away with a clean bill of health. And as a homeowner, that is comforting. It's nice to know. But if you've been out and you've noticed maybe some bricks are cracking, or you've got walls bowing, or doors or windows sticking, you know, something you use all the time, and you're like, man, for whatever reason, it's not closing like it used to. Or drywall separating, or maybe your chimney is tilting or leaning. I've got a whole list of signs that you need to give USS a call. So if something like this is going on, your house is probably trying to tell you something. Get them out there. Free estimates. That's important. You should perk up. But get the experts out there. They are the experts. They believe in their quality of work. They believe in their reputation. They believe in integrity. And those are all things, once again, that should make you feel good as a homeowner. You want to deal with somebody like that. They're locally owned, licensed, and insured. So if something like this is going on, you might want to get the experts out there. And look, if it's nothing, they're going to tell you it's nothing. If it needs to be addressed, certainly you're in good hands with them. Give them a call, 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. Or you can always go to their website, usstn.com. They guarantee their best. Call USS. That music means we have rounded third, and we are heading home like Pete Rose. A little head first, slide right into Ray Fosse. And then we gone. We out of here. On this, now it's rainy Friday. Was sunny. Now it's rainy.
It is
Willie, as Willie continues to text random people during the break.
What? Ever text to somebody one digit off the number you were supposed to text and get a text back going, who is this?
I don't believe you were here for the whole conversation with Dexter McCluster. I don't think you're around for that.
I missed that.
Oh, you missed that?
I missed
that. There's
the Dexter
a follow-up McCluster. To that, by the way.
Oh, there
right.
is?
There's a follow-up.
All right, do tell. Do tell.
Oh, this okay. was fantastic.
This could be the funniest thing that has ever happened in my 8-plus years of doing this. Because, you know, I take care of getting guests on, and so I send a text to who I thought was Dexter McCluster. It was a number that I had.
Well, no, I got the number.
No, well, this is before you got the number.
Oh, that's right. I got the same number. Yeah, I got the same number.
Well, you got the new number. You got the
right
number.
Oh, I got the new number. You're right.
Just let me tell the story.
Sorry.
So I text who I thought was Dexter McCluster. It turns out it was not Dexter McCluster. It was a girl from Mississippi named Rachel that responded back with, hey, Chase, I would love to come on the show, but this is actually the white girl from Mississippi, Rebecca from Tupelo, and not Dexter McCluster. I actually have a file of pictures and text messages that I get. I call the Dex files because so many people are texting looking for Dexter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So when we had McCluster
on. You've joined a very nice club.
We read it to him.
Yes, and he was laughing. It gets better because a few hours later, she texts me back and sends a picture. And she goes, like, see, I told you. This is who I am. Like, okay, cool. There you are. Think we're done. A few days later, she sends me another text.
Did you say, look, we don't need to do anything else. We've already had Dexter on.
Right.
We found Dexter. Thank you.
We're not going to bother you anymore.
I mean, I don't
know. So what did she say? What was the next follow-up?
Yeah, what's the next chapter?
Well, she was trying to start a conversation, it seems.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear it.
Well, I'm trying to find it.
Did you send a picture of you?
No. No. Chase,
tell us the story, the real
story. Well, I'm proofreading to make sure this is something I can...
Are you guys going out for coffee?
No,
we're
not.
What's the deal?
No, we're not. Are you going
to Mississippi this weekend?
No. She says, remembering MLK Day, when I thought the preschool was closed for a huge milk shipment, I thought they had just forgot the I. Hashtag blondest moment of my life. That was the text I got.
What? Did you respond?
I did not.
You think she sent that to all the other people who thought she was texting a cluster? That's what you need to find out. That's the question I want to know.
You know, that's a really good question.
She just sent some kindness and Chase. You know, the.
So there was.
What is the intrigue?
Nothing you said. Nothing.
No.
To kind of spark that conversation.
She sent the.
Like, hey, Rebecca from Tupelo, I'm just a single guy in Nashville.
Nope.
Just trying to find a guest for the radio show.
Dex Diaries, that's what she called it. I said, this is the best response I've ever gotten in 8 years of doing this. Very funny. She said, day is made. That's when the picture came. I said, hey, there you are. She said, yep, I told you. And then that was the last time I had a correspondence until.
Did you say, hey, I'm kind of a big deal?
No.
In Nashville?
No, I did not. I did not shoot my shot.
People know me.
I'm not going to Tupelo.
I have many leather-bound books.
No leather-bound books were mentioned.
Do you think she Googled you?
Probably. The Google machine knows all. But there you go.
Wow.
Life and Times of Chase and the Dex Diaries.
Monday, we'll get a report from Tupelo. Chase will be down there.
Next week's pick six.
Will Chase go to Tupelo?
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll get ready for the Super Bowl starting on Monday, including also getting ready for the Maple Leafs. The Predators will be back out on the ice. We'll be at Pete and Terry's Tavern. We will talk to you then. Stay tuned. Jared and the GM is next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.